Shavuot Tov, Gutavach. This is Rabbi Eitan Toker from Brooklyn, New York, with Rosh Hashanah right behind us. I do want to just mention one thing about the Tkiyah Shofar. We were all in shul, Bezras Hashem, and we heard many sounds of the shofar. The Gemara tells us that although we blow a series of different sounds of the shofar in order to fulfill the mitzvah, according to all the opinions. And just to sum it up in one sentence, you have to blow a tkiah, then a trua, and then a tkiah. There's a debate as to what an actual trua is. Is the trua what we call a trua? Is a trua what we call a shvarim? Or is a trua what we call a shvarim trua? And the Gemara says, Iskin Rabbi Avahu b'Kesari, that Rabbi Avahu established tkiah, shvarim, trua, tkiah. And we ultimately, the Gemara says, we do all of these versions. So the question basically is, Rav Haigon asks this question, why exactly was there a doubt as to what the actual middle sound is, that trua? Well, why is there a suffix altogether? Just ask the people last year what they did, right? So Rav Haigon says, what exactly is going on here? And Rav Haigon says the following. Indeed, in fact, it's not that there was a debate as to which is the correct version of the trua. Maybe the correct version is Shvarim. Maybe the correct version is what we call Trua. Maybe the very correct version is what we call Shvarim Trua. But indeed, all of them were correct. And says Rav Haigon the following, Kishabar Rabbi Avahu came around, Ra'a l'taken takana, his intention was to establish a rule, Sheyu kol Yisrael osin maisa echad, that everybody does the same thing. V'lo yira b'nehen davar shahahedyotos ro'en oso kechalukah. And the communities should not only not engage in machlokas, but they shouldn't even appear to be engaging in machlokas. In other words, to the untrained observer, they might say, oh, you know, that community does it this way, this community does it that way, our community does it this way. There's a machlokas. No, there's no machlokas over here. And so Rabbi Avoh said, it's not enough just that a per not to engage in machlokas, but even not to give the appearance. And I think that this is a powerful idea. When we start the year, we're starting the year on a tone that every Jew should know that we are one, we are united. There is Achdus in Klal Yisrael. And this is not just a pithy statement, it is a goal, it is a value, it is an essential fundament of what it means to be a Jew. And what Rabbi Avohu accomplished here is that all of Klal Yisrael on this Genesis day of the year, Rosh Hashanah, setting the tone for the rest of the year. It's the Yom HaDin. Everybody should be together. Not only not engaging in machlokas, but not even to give the appearance of engaging in a machlokas. So this is what Rav Haigon says. Others, however, suggest that what Rav Haigon accomplished was something else. Rav Soloveitchik, in a discussion of this sugya, asks, in essence, the question, what exactly is going on over here? What did Rabbi Avohu accomplish? We have a halachic principle that if there is a doubt in the halacha, if we're dealing with a Torah law, then we're always strict. Safek d'oraisa l'chumra. So, for example, let's take a mitzvah, which is min haTorah. For example, I don't know, a lulav, esrog, right? So if you have a safek, whether you accomplish the mitzvah of lulav or esrog, you should be strict and do it again to make sure that you're doing it properly. So we have a rule, safek d'oraisa l'chumra. And Rav Soloveitchik wonders what exactly is being accomplished over here by Rabbi Avohu. We have an existing principle that helps us to resolve the question. So Rav Soloveitchik, again, in his discussion of the matter, says the following. He says, you know what Rabbi Avohu accomplished? Rabbi Avohu accomplished something extraordinary. Had Rabbi Avohu not come along, and we had blown all the 30 kolos, tkiah shvarim tkiah, tkiah trua tkiah, tkiah shvarim trua tkiah, that would have been using the standard halachic principle. Every single one of those blows of the shofar would have been a mitzvah of suffix. Rabbi Avohu came around and said, I am now going to establish a takana that we have to blow 30 kolos, and each one of them are now midrabanan avadai. Avadai. He took something which was a suffix. And had we used the law's regular principle of safek d'oraisa l'chumra, we would blow all 30 kolos out of a safek. Rabbi Avohu came around and said, no, we're not going to blow 30 kolos out of doubt. We're going to blow 30 kolos out of a mandate. It's going to be vadai. So why is that significant? Like, so big deal.
The Bnei Yisachar, citing the Rambam, talks about the idea of simcha. And he says, citing the Rambam, Mishalo tam, tam hataras hasfekos lo tam simcha miyamad. Person who has not tasted the taste of clarity emerging out of confusion, when a person is unsure and now they have clarity of their understanding, that is a joy that is hard to put into words. It's hard to express, and it's hard to even share. But ein simcha ke'ataras hasfekos. There is no joy like that can be compared to the joy of a person emerging from doubt to certainty, from confusion to clarity. So if that is the case, Rabbi Avahu did an extraordinary thing. Several of the Rishonim point out that the whole idea of the shofar on Rosh Hashanah is, you know, you bring music to a party. It's simcha. It's simcha. What is the simcha? The simcha of hataras hasfekos, emerging from confusion to clarity. And this is an extraordinary thing, that one day a year, as the year begins, we are sitting in shul, communing with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and we have a moment of clarity. I know what my mission is in life. My mission is avodas Hashem, to bring the divine light into the world, to be an ambassador of the divine in this world, to engage in Torah, avoda, and gmilus chasadim, to reveal the Shechina in this world. I have clarity of what my mission is. So much of life is confusion. And on Rosh Hashanah, we have the simcha of clarity. And this is indeed what Rabbi Avohu did by converting the kios from safek to vadai. It reflects a deep idea of what Rosh Hashanah is. Our blowing of the shofar is not just that. We're not sure, so we're going to do all of them. No, we're blowing the shofar because it is a clear mandate of the Chachamim to blow 30 kolos. We go from safek to vadai. And then there's one last thing I would say, and that is when we blow the shofar, it is in essence a statement of our emunah and bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam. We are stating our trust and faith in Hashem for all to hear. We are mamlech Hashem, we coronate Hashem. What does it mean we coronate Hashem? To coronate Hashem, this is not just the superficial level we're mocking the way a monarch is coronated. What does it mean on a deep level? On a deeper level, it means we're making Hashem the essence of who we are, and we are declaring our faith, our trust, and our emunah in the Ribbono Shel Olam. That is how a Jew is mamlech Hashem, coronates Hashem. It's not by blowing a shofar and doing this mock coronation ceremony. The true malucha is when we blow the shofar that it pierces into our heart. Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsch says that the word tkia means to penetrate. Litkoa is to penetrate. The shofar penetrates our heart. It's a way of us to declare our emuna in Hashem. And the Bnei Yisachar points out that emuna is the one thing that we can give Hashem that he doesn't already have. We say, tshuva tefila tzedakah mavirin esrar hagezerah. So tshuva is between me and Hashem, really. Tefila is between me and Hashem. Tzedakah sounds like, you know, that's between me and my neighbor. But the truth of the matter is, says the Bnei Yisachar, even tzedakah is between me and Hashem. The tzedakah is the emuna and bitachon that we place in Hashem. The one thing that we can give Hashem. Tzedakah is usually I take from my pocket and I give to you. But everything that I have, Hashem has already given me. There's nothing that I can give to Hashem. The one thing that is tzedakah that I can take out of my pocket and give to Hashem, as it were, is my faith, my emunah, my trust, my bitachon. Tshuva tefila tzedakah mavir nesaro agzera. So the shofar is on the one hand a statement of my emunah. Shofar is a statement of simcha, clarity from confusion. And of course, the shofar, the way we blow it, is to create achdus in Klal Yisrael and to remind us, not only should we stay away from actual machlokas, but not even to give the appearance of machlokas. And perhaps, if we internalize these messages during Aseres Yimei Tshuva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be good enough to answer our prayers, L'tova, B'simcha, V'gmar Chasima Tova to all. Good vach and a good yor to all.
Thank you, Rabbi. God bless you and your family for an outstanding shir.
Amen.